hello to all my friends in our little British pocket of southwest France. I hope you had a marvellously romantic St. Valentine's Day last week. When I was young, so much younger than today, to quote a famous wordsmith, I used to send my dad a card. And then in the years that my mother was alone, she would get one. And in fact, until my daughter got married, I would send her one every year. Did I ever get one? Couldn't possibly say. Anyway, that is enough of that for another year. Today I'm starting once again with films, because it was the BAFTAs this last weekend, and you might have found out that Cate Blanchett won Best Actress Award for her part in Tar. And you can see that film several times over the next week in English all around the Gers. It's a very absorbing film by Todd Field, which I did mention last week. He's created a complex character in Lydia Tarr, played by Blanchett, a successful music conductor and all-round superwoman. But things rarely stay the same, and what goes up must come down. And that's what the film is about. A very good film for post-film discussions. A lot of meaty subjects to chew over. Plus, I loved her outfits. That kind of cool, casual grey, ivory, beige. You know, as if she just grabbed whatever was in the wardrobe. Of course, it's very studied effortlessness. Well, you can see that on Tuesday the 21st at 8:30 in Lectoure, the 23rd and 26th at Condom Cinema at 8:30, and then again at 9 o'clock on the 4th of March in Lectoure, so between the two towns. And it seems to be the favourite film of the month. In between, you can also catch a classic horror film, Donnie Darko, about a troubled teenager who's manipulated into committing heinous crimes. And it stars the brilliant and, to my mind, underrated Jake Gyllenhaal and his talented sister Maggie. That is on at 9 on the 27th of February in Lectoure. And then there's a new film starring Liam Neeson with the best broken nose in the business, playing P.I. Philip Marlowe in a film called Marlowe. Set in the 30s in Bay City, he's hired to find the ex-lover of a glamorous heiress. And she's played by Diane Kruger, who was Helen of Troy in the film of the same name. And that has the added attraction of veteran siren Jessica Lange, who you may remember caught the eye of one large, hairy King Kong, and was also in the great 1981 thriller with Jack Nicholson called The Postman Always Rings Twice. One of those films that made audiences gasp in the cinema. So, Marlowe is showing on the 2nd of March in Condom at 8:30, and on the 5th of March in Lectoure at 9 o'clock. Otherwise, it's Happy Hour Friday the 24th at the Bastion in Lectoure, dancing and all sorts from 10 p.m. to 1. Proper nightclub, it sounds like. And then on the 25th the next day, they're doing karaoke at the same place from 7 o'clock. So obviously a place that's trying to attract a fun crowd of all ages. There are classical concerts coming up quite soon, and I'll try to keep you in the loop. But for the moment, what I can tell you is that on the 25th and 26th all day from 10 till 6 is the Foire de Ferraille, the metal fair at the Antique Village. It's called the Village de Broc, Brocante. They're going to be bringing out their old irons, any old irons, things like fire dogs for the hearth, iron bedsteads, mirrors, outdoor furniture. It's just the right time to buy, because you have enough time to de-rust them and give them a fresh lick of paint in time for the spring. And they will be providing food. And then if you've got time left over, just wander up the road to the Halle des Graines, because they're having a vide-grenier there. So you might pick up a bargain. If you want to find out a little bit more about the Brocante, ring 06-8904-2417 or 06-1207-4987. So it's Brocante and films for this week. And that's it from me.